好，嗱，我哋好快咧，今日啊翻嚟继续今晚嘅讲题啦。咁我哋今晚个讲题就系咧，系讲即系咩人系真正控制我哋嘅世界嘅咁。咁我哋请咗两位嘉宾啦。咁Neil Go 咧系香港嘅外星政治学院嘅创办人，同埋阿 Moon 方就香港飞碟学会嘅会长。咁大家听佢呢个两位嘉宾嘅背景咧，大家都可能都预期到咧，我哋所听到嘅嘢咧，就唔系我一般人咧会即系会谂到会听到噶啦。咁果然咧不出我所料啦，系咪？即系我虽然成日都饮咗杯港式奶茶噶啦，我好少饮茶饮咖啡嗰啲人。
古仔点解同我？
但系咧个脑咧个脑都好似好胀吓，即系都真系我都唔能够吓做一个。簡潔我
就大家諗啦，到底使唔使翻教，使唔使翻教堂啊？
好啦，嗱，咁或者我哋再俾一個機會我哋咧，請阿 Moon 方咧，就再即係再用，即講俾你聽啦嚇。我頭先阿 Neil 咧，其實所講嘅信息係點樣樣？
總結下咁係嘛？
係嘛？
因為佢而家講，佢頭先講得係好廣泛嘅，
係咯。
咁其實喺咪後佢話。如果一開始嘅時候咧，將所有嘅一個大嘅 picture 講出嚟先咧，但係你放心，佢下半場咧就會講得實在啲噶啦，講翻啲細啲嘅嘢。
嗯。
咁佢係由人開始講起，佢話人咧，其實我哋嘅基因裏面咧，做我哋出嚟咧，就已經係有呢個生化機械人嘅性格基因裏面。45万年前，一批外星人嚟到，用去到半途到20万年前到啦，咁就基因改造咗。地球上嘅一啲動物，咁就將佢變成我哋呢個人種嘅最早期。咁佢當年咧係做嚟係做開採礦啊，咁就做生化機械人嘅。所以我頭先話咁，我哋即係個個其實裏面都係有少少奴隸獸嘅基因喺裏面，同埋加埋咁多萬年嚟咧，唔同嘅外星族嚟到咧，係將我哋嘅基因一路改造過，咁改造到而家係千絲萬縷，唔可以一語道破究竟。整件事是怎樣的，因為也是很多不同的族的人來到的歷史這樣。那他就說起其實呢星際的文明，我們的文明就是最低級的，就是零級的，因為我們只是用燒的石油。那第一級呢，第一級零，我們進一級那個就好少少。那他就說起這個第二級呢，就是會用宇宙的能源或者是太陽能。咁如果用到太陽能咧，佢就講翻起咧，其實喺呢個上空，可能喺上空下，我哋有一個集體記憶帶叫 Noosphere。咁喺呢種第二種嘅文明裏面咧，佢哋係同地母啦嚇 Gaia 係會有一個好直接嘅溝通嘅。咁如果嗰個文明係需要有啲乜嘢要改變嗰個地球，有啲嘢行歪咗咧。嗰、那個成個大自然咧，係幫佢溝通法，例如麥團圈有一個好好嘅例子，係俾緊信息出嚟，又講緊一啲好特別嘅現象，例如如果啲地球嘅氣温啊，如果係唔同咗，點解度熱咧？即係變咗好多嘅幾十萬年嚟，點解個氣温一定係停翻咁多咧？就係因為我哋其實地球自己係一個有生命嘅東西，佢自己會衍生啦，可以講衍生唔同嘅物種咧，去平衡翻啲氣温嘅，例如白色白啲嘅花會涼啲，黑色嘅花會吸翻多啲光咁樣。咁啊，嗱，各位你哋補充翻啲啦。
外星人其實即係唔淨止一種嘅喎，
係啊係，
最少即係有兩種喎，一種咧就會令到我哋人類咧係有自覺嘅，
嗯，
一種咧就令到我哋奴役我哋嘅。
係啊，其實佢係講緊地球上一樣是有好和不好，中間黑白那個好灰色地帶的不同的動機的國家，地球裏面的國家的人種都有不同的動機。那這個其實是應用在外面的宇宙聯盟，外面那個外星的世界都一樣。那你說大致分它有好的和不好，其實中間還有很多級，不過講呢就是有些好的，有一堆是希望提升我們，有一堆是希望我們越亂越好。咁而家我哋地球上亂成咁咧，係佢哋目的已達，使命已達嘅，唔好嗰班，佢哋係想咁樣樣。咁啊，當然有好多唔同嘅秘密組織係匿埋曬喺一啲唔同嘅，尤其是教會啊、宗教組織啊、秘密組織後邊。咁頭先提起啊，有骷髏會啊、兄弟會啊，咁啊。
同埋佢哋會每一年都會齊集喺度，就幫我哋決定下一年到底做啲乜嘢。
係啊，佢哋話私人到訪一個加州一個度假樂園啊嘛。咁但係其實全世界最重要嗰啲人咧，就著便服去嗰度私人
啊、如果偷聽佢即係啲股票指數咪白打，
唔入得噶，有家財企曬喺出邊噶，有相影過佢哋。
但係呢個世界如果有即係有錢能夠揾嘅地方，即係一定應該會有人諗辦法去揾咗嗰啲錢出嚟噶。
咁啊，呢班人其實唔係淨係要揾錢嘅，佢係目的係要控制個地方。
唔係我其他人啊嘛，即係如果有個咁嘅組織喺度啊，咁多人啊，咁多乜人都喺度控制，即係已經預先寫定今年寫定下年嘅嘢啊。如果我知道咗下年嘅嘢，今年咪真係發大達㗎喎。
全民點知寫下一年啊？18世紀已經寫定咧，好早幾個世紀前已經寫定曬幾個世紀之後嗰三次世界大戰要點樣打，都寫埋。
Okay, now, Moon just attempt, you know, to kind of give a kind of a brief summary, you know. So we have a few more minutes to really try to digest and understand. What Neil just told us, you know, it is a broad scope, you know, it's at a level, I would say, most of our audience would be puzzled, alright?
I have a question for Neil.
Yes.
Okay, controlling means management. If you want to control something, you got to pay your efforts to manage it. So, in marketing sense, everybody wants to find a way to market control. But I can tell you that market control only successful in a certain short period of time. In longer period of time, marketing control collapse. Millions of examples can tell you. The cartels, the oil industry, all tell you that market control in a certain long period of time, it fails. Why? Because when you control something, when you want to manage something, it will out of your control and out of what you want to manage.
Do you want me to answer that?
Sure. That's my really question, because it's really hard to control something, even for a small factory like I own. I want to control everything, but
okay.
Finally, I got into
they've
big
got
troubles.
You, they've got you right where they want you.
Yeah.
Believing that.
Yeah.
This control mechanism started hundreds of thousand years ago, and it's still here now.
I have no doubts.
It is all control. Even the building up of a cartel, the collapse of a control, it's all decided and advanced by a very few handful of elites. Bilderberg, CFR, we were talking about this Council of Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission. These elites determine in advance their geopolitics. That means, you know, for example, why do they go into Iraq? Well, they decide in advance it's a strategic place. They go into Iraq for the oil, they tell you it's another thing. They tell you there's, weapons of mass destruction. The whole world operates on this basis. We are sitting here controlled, believing that cartels come and go, that, you know, Rome grew up, became prosperous, and then collapsed under its own weight. Yes, but something else takes its place very quickly. So we're still in the grips of this control mechanism, which today is controlled by the following sectors. One, religion. There's nothing controlling people today like religion.
Mm-hmm.
You can control a billion Muslims, you can even get them to blow themselves up. This has been going on for thousands of years. You know, you can take, as I said to you, 1.2 billion Catholics, and you can make them all think one way. You can take a whole lot of, you know, Christians, Catholics, Jews, any religion you like, and you can control them. And not only can you control them for the purposes just for control, for keeping them divided, you can make them do things to further your political aims. So, control has not disappeared. It is a marketing game that continues under new guises all the time. And today, the military-industrial complex, which is the subcontractors to the military, today like Lockheed Martin, all these big Halliburton, you were talking about Blackwaters, these groups, if there were no wars, they'd have nothing to do. So, they have to make wars. This is all part of control. See?
But, you know, all the people, all the organizations that you mentioned, these are real human, right? And with a limited lifespan, and then they are all biological entity. That means they will decline, they will age. And then if you look at some of them, you know, I mean, I don't really feel that they are, you know, that powerful a being. Many of them are ailing elderly people suffering from health problems too. So, I mean, people with limited lifespan, limited ability to enjoy the sensory world or sensory pleasure. So what is all this grand scale to control? I mean, where would they, you know, what would they get in the end? They die.
It's a continuum. It's a continuum. Our lifespans are only 80 years. But the concept of the extraterrestrial lifespans are thousands of years. Some of them are thousands of years. You know, I refer you again to my free online books.
Okay.
You read The Gods of Eden.
Gods of Eden.
The Gods of Eden. You know, this will absolutely blow your mind away. Now, you say, okay, lifespan is, of humans is short, they die, and, you know, the control, so to speak, ends. But Freemasonry, you know, this is just one small part of the big picture. There are grander scales of control above that, too. And these are passed down generation after generation after generation. You know, the Knights Templar, you know, all these secret societies continue in one guise or the other. So, sure, people died 400 years ago, you know, but the Vatican is still here today. It's not gone anywhere. All the popes have died, but there's another one. You see, it's the same chicken laying a new egg. The chicken is very old, right? So the control mechanism is here, and it's here for a reason. And, you know, this is another whole story why it's here, why we are being controlled.
Right.
It's another horrific story. But you know, maybe we'll get to that. We'll see. Does that answer your question?
Yes. Yes, to a certain extent.
Okay, well,
I mean, to begin, you know,
yes,
I have
yes.
another question.
Good.
If they are so smart, okay, they are so smart, they can control everything, okay? Or even they can control the odd possibilities.
Cool. Sorry?
Odd possibilities.
Who are you talking about? Who's they? You're talking about the extraterrestrials or the elites?
Elites.
The humans.
Okay. If they are so smart, why they try to control us? They can, using their technology, they can use their power, they can enjoy their life. Why to exercise the power to control such stupid people like us?
That's a very good question.
Yeah.
That's a very good question.
It's an enjoyable task. What's he saying?
Well, you know, it's an enjoyable task. But as I said to you, these people are in an incredible position of privilege, these elites, and their close coordinates and proxies and friends, humans, right? The day that this planet, people on this planet, turn around and say, I am no longer a Chinese, I'm no longer American, I'm no longer an African, I am an Earthling. In other words, the day everybody loses their national identity and says, I am an Earthling, those elites have got a big problem because they can't control anymore. They're using the geopolitics, they're using the division of countries to further their own you know, personal requirements, their needs, and the greed, if you like. The minute you break that, okay, they've got a harder task. They can't divide and rule. They will lose their grip on the resources. They'll lose their grip on the good time that you say they're having. Now, just one other a small diversion. You say they could have a good time, they could do this. You have absolutely no idea just what technology some of these elites have. They even have bases on the moon. I don't want to go and say for sure on Mars, but yes, there are reports on Mars too. They have an alternative. Some of these people can pack up and go, and some of them have. They can come and go in and out of this atmosphere, out of Earth's, you know, control, its environment, its influence, into space, as and when they like, and they do. That's how far the technology is. But it's a hard one for your audience to swallow, to believe, to listen to, because the control mechanism forbids this kind of thing to get out. You know, if you say, oh, I saw a UFO, they say, you're crazy. You know, I had an extraterrestrial come into my room. You're crazy. Go and take some medicine. But there are people around the world that are experiencing this day in and day out, including myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they are there. They want an awakened humanity.
Now, when you said that they want to divide us and so that they can control us better, but then there is a worldwide trend we call the globalization. You know, I mean, somehow it's being pushed, All the countries want to group together into a region. You know, that's why the North,
yes,
South America,
yes,
and North Central America, and even the Asian, you know, they want to kind of come together in a block. And eventually, they want to the world to function as a one unit.
They want to function as a one world government.
One world government.
The difference is there's no, mm-hmm, representative of Earth. It is purely based on power. There will be negotiations between Americans and Chinese. It's 300 Americans, it's 1,200 Chinese. Okay, let's form one government. Now, we've got the technology, we've got the power. We allow you into space. Don't forget that China goes to space, Japan goes to space, only because they've submitted to the Americans. They've given up something for the Americans to open the door to allow them to go into space. It's the same with nuclear. Do you think anybody can just have a nuclear facility? No. Mm. You have to go to the Americans. The Americans have to look where you are in the world, how useful you are, and then they see, okay, you this, maybe you're okay. You know, you join a little secret club of ours, and a nuclear club, and we'll allow you to have nuclear facilities. And they use it also to create a division between India and Pakistan, for example, because that's, mm-hmm, good for the military-industrial complex. It's good for keeping people nervous. The whole thing is controlled. It's all painted in. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, let's just be honest for a minute. You know, I don't want to insult anybody, but just look at the Pope. I mean, nice guy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Guy walks around in a dress.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I came into your studio wearing a dress,
mm-hmm,
you know, and started waving and going on my knees and kissing, you'd laugh at me.
Mm.
But yet, there's 1.2 billion people who look at this guy and they believe this guy is something special. He's not. He's a human. But we're conditioned, we're controlled to think otherwise. If we could just break what they call the God spell, the very famous author called Neil Freer, F-R-E-E-R, talks about breaking the God spell, breaking this fear. Religion makes us afraid. We don't want to, you know, come out of the accepted comfort zone.
Mm.
And if we can break that God spell, we can do a lot of things to awaken. We won't have a problem. We let the Pope walk around in his dress. It won't make any difference to us anymore, you see. We won't listen to him.
Okay. Now, if we want to liberate ourselves from this control, you know, how would we go about doing it? Where would be the direction that we need to go?
Well, I think, first of all, you're a very good example. Because one thing that I've noticed reading your booklet that you gave me some time ago.
The policy statement, yes.
Yes. You're talking about something that the extraterrestrials are talking about. It's a starting point. It's this concept of that there's enough for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we need to step on the next man,
mm-hmm,
when there's enough for everybody? This concept of sharing, mm-hmm, this concept of taking enough for ourselves and putting back,
right,
the concept of recycling, the concept of sustainability, the concept of respect, and more than anything, the respect for yourself. You know,
mm-hmm,
if you respect yourself, you should be respecting others. And this is something that, you know, is part of the awakening of humanity.
Mm.
It's exactly as, you know, what I read in your book. So that leads to another completely different subject called citizens' diplomacy.
Mm.
Citizens' diplomacy. Okay? Now, you know, when two governments, you know, going to negotiate, you know, America and Iraq or China and America, they have government, you know, meetings and daily affair, political affairs of government. That's called track one diplomacy. Right?
Mm.
When there's a dispute, track one. In America, there's a law in America called Logan's Law. L-O-G-A-N-S, Logan's Law.
Mm.
Logan's Law says that private citizens cannot have their diplomacy going with the next government. For example, if America is locked in a dispute with China, private citizens cannot get involved with other private citizens and have a track two diplomacy. Do you understand?
Track two means?
Track two. Track two is the private citizens.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, track one is Bush talking to, let's say, for example, Hu Jintao, Putin. Bush talking to Putin is track one, okay, because it's between governments. What you can't have now is an American citizen turning up, knocking on the door in Russia and saying, oh, I've got the answer, I'll solve it, all right? I will negotiate to solve our problems. You can't have that with Logan's Law in America. Do you understand what I'm saying?
There's a real law?
There's a real law, Logan's Law. I'm actually giving you the name. It's called Logan's Law. You cannot. It's illegal. The danger of Logan's Law is that if the American government, or let's say the military-industrial complex, the military, has track one diplomatic relations, which it does, with certain extraterrestrial civilizations, the regressive ones, where they have relations with these extraterrestrials for technology, exchange of technology. They give them Earth's resources, they let them abduct and this kind of stuff, and they have a track one relationship. The danger with Logan's Law is that citizens cannot get involved. They cannot get involved with other positive extraterrestrials because it's track two. It goes against Logan's Law. It will be used that way. You see?
Now, so how would they enforce that law? I mean, if someone go to the Russian people and then just, you know, start spreading his, you know, the Americans or his individual idea, I mean, how will he be stopped? I mean,
well, let's put it this way. They, in the past, with Logan's Law, it's quite a few hundred years old. In the past, they actually needed citizens to break the deadlock. There's a very famous guy called Arnold Hammer, the billionaire from America, who helped the Americans, you know, defuse situations with Russia. Mm-hmm. Arnold Hammer went across. He was doing business with the Russians. The Americans used them. It was a track two effort. And it dissolved a lot of things. So, in fact, it's useful. But the law is still there. It means that the Americans at any time can enforce the law. They never have succeeded yet. It just so happens. But in terms of if private citizens, because we were talking about, you know, what can humans do now? You know, and I mentioned in your leaflet, you started some very good, what I call, it's actually an initiative, very positive initiative. There's the initiative of citizens diplomacy, which is track two. What we should be doing as citizens, which is what you're doing, you are telling people, look, I have a concept, a good concept, it's positive, let's share, let's wake up, let's be nice, let's be kind. This is exactly what the extraterrestrials are telling us, the positive, the good extraterrestrials are telling us. Let's involve ourselves in citizens' diplomacy. And what we have, when you hear of a contactee, you know, somebody like your Billy Myers case, for example, your Lisa Royale, your great channelers, and your Barbara Marciniak, and your George Adamski, and your Howard Menger, all these contactees, they are all extraterrestrials. They're Valiant Thor. They're all positive extraterrestrials that have made citizens' diplomacy with us humans, given us spiritual advice and knowledge how to conduct our business. They have been turned away by the government because the government only wanted their technology. They weren't interested in the spiritual advice. For example, get rid of nuclear weapons, you know, get rid of, you know, raping the earth and destroying the forest. The military-industrial complex's business is all about destroying everything to sell arms and to cause fights. So this citizens' diplomacy effort that you're doing, I think, is fantastic. And I think that in time, this will be something we will all get involved with on the basis of the example that you've set. And we will engage groups between each other to spread this message. And, you know, if you get into government, this would be something I'd fully support you with, because the next step there is to open up this initiative, citizens' initiative, with our extraterrestrial family in the stellar universe, so that we can join them. They want it.
Because interestingly, in the blog, on the net, I have been either accused or being extraterrestrial. You know, I mean,
well,
I wish you know,
you
I have contact.
It is no accident that you are doing what you are doing. This is another. You're being inspired. Something is inspiring you.
That's true. I mean, it's very true. I mean, I feel that I have somehow I make that connection about 12 years ago, and ever since that time, I feel I've been guided. But interestingly, I never really personally, you know, witnessed what I would consider a UFO or ET. Although I'm in a path to pursue it, and I know Dr. Stephen Greer has a working group that help people to make contact. So possibly in November I will join his group in Palm Springs in California.
Well, you may not have to go very far, because we might be doing it ourselves here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we will be working on an initiative for open contact with extraterrestrials. As you know, in the documentary I did in Hong Kong, we did that. We had a craft come in over Phoc Phan Lam. It was witnessed by my son, by my wife, and was witnessed by a chartered accountant from one of the top five in Hong Kong. The craft appeared out of nowhere. You can go to my website, you go to the button that says Hong Kong Media, and you scroll down to where it says Inside Story with Derek Wong on ATV, and you can watch a reenactment, and you can hear the whole thing, and you can see the whole thing on the program.
And that website will be exopolitics.com.
www.exopoliticshongkong.hk.
Okay, exopolitics Hong Kong continue, no dot.
Exopolitics Hong Kong continue.
HK or just Hong Kong?
Just exopoliticshongkong.hk. Okay. But we can post it on your website afterwards.
Yeah,
so
we will. We
everybody
will do that.
Can look. And I'll give them that link as well for that program. And they want, the extraterrestrials want to appear to those who are half awakened. They want to. They want to bring us up to speed. This is how the universe works. Mm. They seed the universe. They culture it. They grow it. And that's the way it is.
Can they come to our studio?
No, I mean, maybe via, you know, I mean, through Neil. I mean, he already enlightened, no, few
this,
of us
this
here.
This is citizen's diplomacy. What we are doing now and what Dr. Jung is doing in his book, I can assure you, is citizen's diplomacy, which is all part of contact.
This kind of contact happened before with the amateur radio band, long time, maybe in the 50s in America.
Yeah.
The ET come through one of the radio band and they download, they don't download those days, they just record all the alien messages.
Yes.
It could happen
in
here.
In one of the radio programs?
Not in a radio program, one of the radio band, the wavelength band, the amateur band.
It's audio and the recording?
Audio recording.
So
his name is George
Adamski.
Not Adamski, another contactee.
No, I don't know. But
Han something, George Han?
Well, it's happened since then. It happened in England. It happened on the TV.
So you get the right radio, you can just tune to the alien station almost. It did happen. Yeah.
No, they actually intervene. They intervene on a channel. It's happened a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have any comments on our poor management of our planet? Because our North Pole, you know that it is melting. Now North Pole, just a few days ago, we can have a photo that North Pole is melting. And now the North Pole, we have two shipping new lines because now the shipping route is free now. And the polar bear is going to drown.
How?
I can show you that my son will not see real polar bear.
We're wired into a life of experiencing events through linear time. But if you had to look back thousands of years and hundreds of thousands of years, things come and go. Ice ages come and go. Things get hot, things get cool. But make no mistake about it, you hear a lot about 2012. You know, we hear a lot about this.
Right.
Make no mistake about it that the new sphere would be one of the ingredients that would be responsible for some of the Earth changes because it's cybernetic bioreactive feedback. If something goes out of balance on Earth, she, Mother Earth, will shake us off like fleas of a dog. And she will shake the ground until she gets it right.
But that is, you know, they will shake off humans too.
Talking about humans.
That happened before.
Look how many people died every time there's a huge earthquake. I mean, I'm not concerned about how many earthquakes we get.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not concerned about, you know, how many rainstorms we get. What you must look at is the intensity, is the strength of it. Is the strength of what you're seeing around us today more intense, more deep? The answer is yes. You know, it's yes. The earthquake in China, the tsunami, you know, we're seeing very, very deep, intense, catastrophic events. And this is all related to the new sphere, the collective consciousness.
But we cannot stop polluting our environment. That means, are we going to be extinct by new sphere?
You know what? Are we going to be extinct? We can be extinct by so many, many things. We can be extinct by being stupid. We can be extinct by allowing nuclear weapons to continue. We can be extinct by sitting here with our head in the sand doing nothing. The answer is this awakened humanity. This whole concept of awakened humanity is more than just one radio program. It's a very deep subject, and it's very important that people know about it. That we all awaken. We don't, you know, why is it this democratic government in America 1 minute, this Republican another minute, this Democrat? Why are we staying with the same system? We don't have to vote.
Right.
Why are we always voting for one or the other? Stupid. Right? Stupid. Absolutely stupid.
Why are you so stupid?
It's stupid because we are being stupid. You know, why do we have to vote? We don't like this government. Okay, so we vote for the next government. Labour, Conservative, in England, Labour, Conservative.
Yeah.
We don't need to vote for any of them. We're stupid. Stop voting. It's up to us. We can change it. If we don't vote, they don't come.
Right. And we
can the same animal, you know, different
votes. Is it less and less people voting in America?
Huh?
Is it less and less people voting in America?
Americans, and sadly for the Americans, you know, we call them the American sheeple. You know, sheep, they follow, the American sheeple. I don't mean this in a very unkind way, but it's the only way I can graphically say to upset people, to wake them up. I mean it's in a way to help them. Don't be a sheep and follow.
Right.
Be a people, not a sheeple.
Well, in this, you know, election time, you know, I just want to point out, you know, there's a different option. You know, it's not like that we have to vote for the lesser of the two or three or five or seven evil. There's another
option. Don't worry, I will put two names on my vote.
Okay.
President Wu Jianto and Premier Win Cha Bao.
Right, so in the United States, and if you have a chance, you can kind of Google Ron Paul, you know, I mean, he's a man.
Tells the truth.
Yeah, he's telling the truth, and so I always feel that if Americans can understand Ron Paul better and support him, and then we probably will speed up our evolution, you know, in the right direction. Anyway, my head is still burning hot, right? And then we just have a kind of a glimpse of what is to come. And before I conclude,
I have another question. So we have a big group of people, I think over 90%, they just follow, they are slaves. We have less than 10% of people, they are awakened, they want to do something good. So if the speed of awakening is too slow, and the new sphere will come to extinct the race, how about the 10% awakened? This is useless. The effort paid for awakening is wasted.
We're not at 10%, that's the problem. We're not
less than 10%.
We're not even at 1%.
I know less than 10%.
We have to work hard.
Well,
but in the meantime, you
think it's 10% will be rolling then.
It's coming. It is
it's
growing. The circumstances, the internet is the greatest savior we have.
Right.
You know, it's the greatest light that's come from the extraterrestrials. It really is. It's pumped down into our consciousness. It's moving things at such a pace that the American military intelligence services can't even stop it. In fact, so Dr. Stephen Greer, you listen to him, you listen to Dr. C.B. Scott Jones, ex-naval military intelligence, he'll tell you there are people inside the military intelligence that want to come out. They can't, they're stuck, they want us to help them come out, and they are coming out. We are going to be changing very rapidly, I tell you, over this next 3 to 4 years. But I think Moon wants to now quickly just tell you about we're having some lectures. Maybe you can explain, Moon.
And you think
awakening humanity.
If you think Nails, our speech today is not enough, you can hear him again in our Hong Kong U UFO lecture coming up in September 16 all the way to November 4th, every Tuesday, 5:30 to 7:30 in two of the biggest hall in Hong Kong U.
Yes, well, we'll
put. You can check out our website to have all the detailed registration.
We'll put a link up for Dr. Yuen so you can see the schedule of the speakers. There's Moon, myself, there's Mary Rodwell from Australia, who will be talking about ET transformation. And there'll be Dr. Albert So on pyramids. There'll be many, many, many interesting lectures, and you can see the speakers' times, the names of the speakers, and we'll put the link up.
And those lectures are open to the public.
Yeah, it's open to the public. You just have to register.
So people can just register and then try to learn more. And of course, you know, there is a number of books that Neil is going to put on his website, and so that we can brush up on it. Anyway, we just had a very powerful introduction. So I'm sure many of us will be wanting to know more. So, Neil, you know, we will bring you back and then to enlighten us, you know, more on this very important topic, you know, because we know the year 2012 means that something is going to happen. And then it seems like a lot of, you know, people are able to bring out this message. Okay, time is up. We kind of run, you know, over just a little bit, but we will have more in our future program. Thanks, Moon Fong and Neil Goh. And thanks for tuning in. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.